Bigfoot ambassador. That sound right?
Hey guys, it's Martin. I'm from Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada. I have 68 Safari, but I also live part time in Mystic, Connecticut. And it's it's May 15th, early in the morning. I just 2 days ago acquired a 77 Ambassador International. Now the owner, really really nice folks, told me it's 31 foot, but I was wondering, is there such a thing as a 77 Ambassador International 31 foot? I would love to hear about that. I'm sure I could do more research, but you know, you guys are the source as far as I'm concerned. I've been listening to every single episode of your podcast lately. I just discovered you guys a couple weeks ago, but all in all, you guys are funny. You're informative. It's a lot of fun so to listen to you guys. So keep up the good work, and I'm doing what I can to support you guys. I'll send you out a little donation shortly. I'd like to get a sticker, and I just want to let you know that you think are the best thing on the radio or podcast world, whatever you call it. So keep it up. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, Martin. I think we did send you a sticker.
He likes your laugh, apparently.
It's the best thing going on the internet, man.
It's got to be a 29-footer.
27 was the Overlander. The Ambassador was 29. The Excella 500 and the Sovereign were both 31-footers.
Yeah.
It's one of those 70s ones. This is Tim's area.
Yeah. Either he's got a 31-foot Sovereign, or it's a 29-foot Ambassador. So that happens a lot, though, when somebody's buying a used Traeger. They get the measurements and the years mixed up, or the length mixed up and the names.
I've seen a couple trailers on eBay lately that people have tried to take a 23-foot Safari and looks like they back it into stuff and try to make a 21-foot Globetrotter. It's possible. Maybe they stretch this one out. It's a stretch.
Could be. All right, we got another message here from Rivka, and she has a 71 Caravelle, and she wants to talk about how great the 70 models are, because somebody here on our board makes fun of them quite often, Rob.
Yeah, not me.
Hello, this is Rivka from Fort Lewis, Washington, the proud owner of a 1971 Caravelle, and calling in to defend the honor of my great little trailer from all these 70s haters on your 71st episode. You guys have a wonderful show, and congratulations for making it this far. This is my third Airstream. My previous ones were a 66 Overlander and a 74 Ambassador, both now owned by friends of mine. Mine was the exact trailer I was looking for, as opposed to settling for it, as some folks automatically think must be the case when someone gets a 70s-era trailer, and here's why. Styling. I love the windows of the 69 and later body style. The radiused frames fit the Airstream style perfectly, as they're an almost perfect match for the footprint. They're also sturdy and replaceable, a nice change after worrying about my 66 windows for years. I also like the fatter belt line. It makes the trailer look more pod-like than the straight lower body of the pre-69s. I like both, I just like my pod more. I also specifically wanted a Caravelle, since I think is the perfect size, and 71 was the last year that Airstream made something under 20 feet till the recent Bambi revival. So I have something pretty special, an end of an era in its own right. There's only 3 years of Airstreams that fit this mix of features, 69, 70, and 71, and I got 71. So I am not giving up my 71 Alien Love Pod, as my mom calls it, for anyone anytime soon. A post-legacy trailer also gives me more freedom to remodel to my heart's content without suffering the wrath of the vintage police. Mine is not anywhere near perfect shape inside, and those parts that are useful are going to others that are restoring theirs. Now, I fully agree that taking a restorable trailer of the wooden pre-70s era and remodeling it rather than restoring it is a sad thing bordering on a sin. These deserve to be restored whenever possible. Save the remodeling bug for a trailer that is too far gone, already gutted, or filled with plastic artificially flavored wood product like my 70s one is. These 70s interiors cannot withstand the 50 years of use that it will take for them to become.